Jagus, who I'd fought for over the years and knew I'd be happy by in town. I sent Lucy news on a PM link age to wait, she soon replied. We were to meet in Destiny Inn before long too. As I waited, she paged to see if I was in. Though it hurt, I told her. In the lounge that evening, we were to lay in bed together. After, the news prolonged. My initial effort was asking her to accept. We travel alone from our own point routes accepted, or delay. My finding us together by then in our hotel suite. My idea in travelling had caused this. I hid that from her for focus rear entail. I'd break out three suitcase system. One to carry the three, one spare in the middle, and one clothed. The table stand I loved too was now posted to arrive for my business chest on day one set. We made an extra date before travelling, day just to divulge each other's package together. The night flew. Pot had recently been made legal in most places. I'd having recovered after made sick and head burst food pouch with leaves all dry and crispy for pipe in head. No sharing in these times together, too many plasters, odd sticker. I'd had been spack sooner, but loose had his in horse game on Colonel 2. We travelled far and wide to see you. I could tell you, I had a great time too. That's all for now, folks. Packs up after dinner in round 3. Gaga was straight on the phone for Raging Lucy and posted Donatello's party album in the hood. I called her hot shot foreman. She burst out bait. It was a hook assembly me and Lucy craved for altogether for now. We begin rolling over orange tarmac in a real kingdom known by drivers passengers. The road had begun to curve and widen, I had noticed, and then, though it all became magical in an instant, Steve touched the toe on the throttle. Like an angel, and everything ended miracle. Nothing else could be seen, heard, or saw other than this realm. This must be cruising. Everyone knows of her. Speed didn't seem to happen. Everything else just disappeared as the car rose over, through and across, and straight by and past and down and along the road in front of and in view of everything and everybody as they stood still. Nothing happened and even all mattered. Suddenly Stevie, in perfect control, threw the gear stick forward and struck third gear. The car shortened its steps. I rearranged my view of the situation, and lo and behold, immediately on the left, less than 100 meters ahead, shot out a torso vehicle in an attempt to take over the road before match. It was too late. The ram had been injected by a throttle without plenty of time for no reverse. He sought a ship forward and left us the road, still clear. Somehow the bend appeared next, too sharp to manoeuvre, having not foreseen this through the throttle jockey. Chasing up and around the bend, a hidden hill, all the vehicles were coming down, and some, no, almost opposite on, the opposite side. One of those was a helicopter ship, which protruded its rectangle almost into our rear somehow. Stephen escaped, not even catching the wall, which zoomed in on the passenger side. We manoeuvred the bend and managed to raise the hill almost in second gear. It's because of the way the car had been drove. We managed this. Something to be seen. My mouth, understood, was wide open, drawn shut, for the races. All that was left was the hill crest as we crossed over, toppling almost into first gear. The crew had lain along a sand pitch. We had to veer round, almost knocking the dive, smiling. Somehow, they managed not to shave. Back on the road, however, all the pedestrians marching on forward, somehow, as though not even in thought, and nothing else could be seen to them. The horn had to be used. This is when we reached the police scene. Next.